Hello, good morning everyone. Today is a Monday and right now I'm at Tanglin Hong, and right behind me are some of these STI flat as well as HDB flat right at the back. Since 2014, HDB has already sold this place, meaning that there's a selective on-block redevelopment scheme being announced by HDB that affect close to 3,000 HDB flats over here. And all the owners here has already been relocated to nearby Queenstown, Dawson area, Forfar Heights and so on. So today, this will be a walking tour where I'll be highlighting to you the history or the rich history found in this Tanglin Hong area. So without further ado, let me share with you more. So right now, I'm at this cluster of low rise. I think it's a STI or SIT flats that are being conserved by the authority. Currently, they are being used as these temporary housing for couples that are getting married or getting their BTO flats, but they have these children. So I think it's some scheme called the Parenthood Priority Scheme. Nevertheless, over here you can see this is some of the heritage board for Queenstown, my Queenstown Heritage Trail, the former Malaya Railway. So over here there are some brief history about this place. If you are keen, you can drop by to take a look. In fact, Queenstown is a housing estate that is full of character. From the former Queenstown Driving Centre, Polyclinic, churches, malls, temple and so on. Okay, so over here, let me share with you more. This is the rail corridor, which currently has already been converted into a green corridor for cycling as well as for running. Okay, so you can see there's a sign there. Towards here is towards the north, towards Woodland. Okay, so then this is the rail corridor signage. Okay, the map, can see. Okay, so from here, Kranji, you can cycle all the way or run all the way. Currently, we are here, Queenstown, and all the way to Tanjong Pagar. In fact, I did some running here before as well as cycling here before. So this is the close-up map. We are currently right here. So today, we'll be visiting the Tanglin Hong HDB flats area, the Tanglin Hong Market, and some of the old HDB flats here, while some of the flats along this Tanglin Hong Road has already been demolished. So okay, so you can see this is towards the north, this is towards the south, and this is some of the black and white house bungalows towards the Portsdown area. Okay, so much about the location itself. Let me bring you around. Okay, this is a pretty green area. So you can see people doing their morning walk, taking camera, filming, okay. So let me share with you around. So for those that want to come to the green corridor, you can come to this car park. This is the car park I always park. Then you just walk across, is the green corridor. But remember to put your car park coupon or your digital car park, because this place quite xiao on one. A lot of people kena saman one. Okay, so you can see these are some of the old kind of stone table, let me walk you up to one of the floors here. You can see there's some people who are staying there. All these are temporary housings. So you can see there are flats here, three-story walk up. You can see these are basically three-room flats. Obviously, there's a lot of mosquito here lah, because it's near the green area. Okay, so let me bring you around, discard furniture, But generally for HDB estate, they are still quite well maintained, although it's pretty deserted now. Okay, so these are some of the old playgrounds. Some of the blocks, HDB has yet to seal them, because as mentioned, they have been repurposed into these are parenthood priority scheme for young couples that have children that want to move into a temporary place while waiting for their BTO flats. Okay, so I'll say these are very good initiative that at least HDB give such flats a new lease of life. Okay, so you can see some of the HDB flats here, retrofitting some of these old flats here for temporary housing. Okay, So I'm walking towards the temple area as well as there's one church there. So, you know, still fairly well maintained garden, you see. Oh, although I don't think there's a lot of people staying here. But for those that are interested to come and visit this nostalgic place, please come down to take a look. As mentioned, this place has a lot of characters. Okay, so we are now along this, I think it's Commonwealth Drive of Tanglin Hong. So somebody doing his exercise here. Okay, so right now I'm outside one of the very historical and full of character Hindu temple at this Tanglin Hong area. Okay, so you can see because I'm wearing my shorts, it's inappropriate for me to go inside, otherwise I would have gone inside. Okay, so you have two very majestic horses here. Okay, it symbolizes certain things. Let me take a look at the signboard. There's a signboard here that mentioned about the rich history of these two religion places. Okay, Church of the Blessed Sacrament and Sri Manumara Temple. So okay, so you can see there's a lot of rich history about this temple. They believe the Southeast Asia largest shrine for the Sri Marina Deity Temple was found in 1998 to replace the old Queensway Temple and so on. Okay, so for those who are interested can come down to take a look. And there's also this very iconic church where I every time pass by. Okay, so let me bring you inside the church. I think I wear shorts, I think they would be okay for me to go in. Okay, this is also a very historical church for the Queenstown area. So you see it was blessed and officially opened by Right Reverend Michael, you know, in 1965. So very rich history, photography, okay. So now I think the church is closed. So that's about it, okay. Very nice church, okay. So over this side, I think there are some schools that has been vacant for some time. If I'm not wrong, they are already been zoned for residential use. So I would say that it's a matter of time that this few piece of land parcel here opposite the church and the temple will be used for housing. After all, you know, there is a strong demand for housing in Singapore. We need more homes. So obviously the government has already pre-planned more housing, whether it's public or private flats. By the way, for Queenstown area, this area can easily accommodate up to 5,500 new homes in this area. So I foresee there will be a mixture of HDB flats as well as private condominiums. And the private condominiums here are always very highly sought after. So you can see, okay, it's not been fenced up. Previously when I was here, I think there was doing a lot of works and the blocks are being cleaned up. You can see all the laundry has already been removed. It's very nice, okay, but I can't go up because there's a gate there, you know. I also don't want to go inside because they're under renovation work, otherwise I'll be accused of trespassing. So you can see these are the three room flats in the Tanglin Hong area. And as mentioned, it's always good that the authority repurpose them for some extra use to give them a new lease of life for the next 10 years. So as mentioned, once HDB has retrofit them, I would say that these houses can also be used for a lot of function, just in case another pandemic, which Minister of National Development has previously mentioned before, you know, just in case there's a pandemic or whatsoever, HDB has access to thousands of temporary housing. So this is a good move, and this is one of the very old school open pavilion. You can see, Jia Tou la, you know, Bai Si la, all will be here, okay. So let me bring you to the community area or the open courtyard area. Wow, I think they have retrofitted some of the playgrounds here. These are basically, I think, some of the newer playground. I don't think it's like that. I think this is a new one, okay. This is a new playground. obviously, I think it don't seem to be like this. You know, I think HDB has revamped this place before. It looked a bit more run down when I was here, I think a year ago, doing some filming. So you can see the lights are light up. You know, uncle is cleaning the place, you know. So I think they're waiting for HDB owners to move in. So pretty nice. Let me walk up one of the blocks here to take a panoramic view of this place. So right now I'm at one of the block at Tanglin Hock, and this is block 36 right behind me. And let me share a view more. So currently I'm upstairs on the 9th floor. So as you walk along the corridor, you can see right behind me is mainly empty. Okay, so this is the view of the front. I will say that HDB has cleaned up the place. You know, all these used to be owner stays. So since the owner has really been vacant years back, so they have really been left empty. So for those that miss your old house, you want to come in to take a look, I mean, you still can come outside to take a look. So this is the overview of the Tanglin Hock area. Okay, block 56, the other side is the green corridor. So this is the multi-story car park, you know. The town center is behind, and there is some mixed development under the prime HDB flats. And these are the HDB flats, some of the very pioneer BTO flats. They are really fetching millions of dollars. Okay, so this is block 37. So this is the typical layout of a three-room flats. And you have the staircase here, you know, go up and go down. So 2,000 flats here are being reused, repurposed. Okay, so you can see some of the, they still use back some of the old doors, but the wooden door, I think they changed it. Or they install new meters, you know, refurbish them. So there are still two lifts here. Okay, there are still two lifts. Okay, this block 36. So I'm right now inside the lift. You can see that this is pretty much a brand new lift, or they repurpose it, refurbish it. So the highest floor is 9 story. So as you can see, once HDB has refurbished the lift, you can expect that these blocks will stay here for a good 10 years at least. Okay, let me walk you to the other side. So for those that love to come over here to do those morning exercise like me, rather than your usual morning parks, you can come by to take a look, but it's always advisable to come with another person. Because this place, Singapore is still pretty safe. There's not much of a concern, but it's always good to have another person to accompany you to this place, because there's still a lot of construction work going on, you know, so on and so forth. Okay. So right now I'm along Commonwealth Drive, and all these block 60, block 62, 64, 66, and so on, have already been repurposed for this parenthood scheme. So over here you have the Queenstown branch office. Okay. And there are some really shops here. I believe these are also some of the commercial shops that are being affected by this SIR exercise. Okay. So right in front of me, it used to be a hawker center that sell a lot of very nice, if I can remember, some Chinese as well as some Muslim food, very nice. So some of them has really been relocated to Margaret Drive Hawker Center at this Margaret Drive area. So over here, there are some BTO prime flats under construction. Wow, all these super big what? Super, super big what? All those that buy here, I would put it this way, you don't even need to buy condo already. Because after MOP, you super double what? But anyway, these are very popular area, popular flats for Singaporean, because in terms of Queenstown, the location wise, no doubt is a city fringe location. Going down to Orchard Road, to the CBD, is very near. I mean, most Singaporean, put it this way, would not want to stay in the city, because everything is expensive and there are not many schools there, especially for families. But you ask me if they want to stay, they will want to stay away from the city center, or maybe just outside the city center would usually be preferred, because they have the amenities of the heartland, you know, and it's not so crowded, there are more green space, so on and so forth. And opposite the other side are also BTO flats. Oh, they have been launched, I think, 2 years ago. Okay. And right now I'm at block 49, Tanglin Hock Road Market. So today is a Monday. Oh, not many stores are open, although there's a very nice Roti Plata store. Oh, so there's also a hawker center right behind. And these are HDB flats. Then you see HDB really say affordable flats. Flat price with market discount and generous grants for first time home buyers. Own a home with minimum or no cash outlay for your mortgage. Oh, so HDB already tell you already, very cheap already. Oh, if you are eligible, better buy. Sure what? So this is the hawker center. Ah, today is open. Very nice. Later I will have my breakfast here. As you know, I'm a very heartland person. Very nice hawker center. Today Monday, very good. Today I think it's the 25th. Very nice hawker center. Some very iconic food. I love to come here to eat. So for those that are interested, you can always come here. There's also a market behind. So you see the hawker center. Wow, very good. Later I have my lunch here. So over here, there's also a wet market. Today, because it's a Monday, so most stores are closed, obviously. Okay. But business over the years also has not been very good because the general habits of homeowners today has changed. Most of them seldom cook at home. Because they eat out most often, and even though if they cook, most of them are working, so they will rather go to a supermarket, Sheng Siong, NTUC, to buy their grocery. So the norm has really started to change already. Okay, so these are some of the HDB commercial shop lots. They are still, they are still around here. Very rich history. I suppose the authority have plans to conserve this part of the town, which is a good thing. But seriously, I do not know. I need to check back on HDB plans. But if I'm not wrong, you see some very old school kind of shops. I mean, it's always good. In fact, I wrote in to minister, I think 2 years ago, trying to convince them to preserve one hair salon at the other side of Tanglin Hock. But unfortunately, the ministry has written to me, say that, you know, because of planning parameter, they need to, for redevelopment plans and so on. In the end, apparently that row of shops are being teared down. Also, you can see, Evergreen, okay, photo studio. Okay, so we have also changed with time, and this is one of the very iconic store, Biscuit. A lot of people come here to take video, but please lah, take video is video, come and support them. So these are some of the Lao Dian. Okay, you can see some of the Lao Dian are still around. Okay, so that's about it. I'm going to have my breakfast. I hope you enjoy today's video, because I hope that one day this video can stand the test of time. And for those that love Tanglin Hock, just like I do, feel free to visit it. Okay, feel free to take a look at the many history. And I'll say this is part of. So I would say that these are a part of being a Singaporean, or hawker center, HDB flats, you know, our community or our heritage. Also for those that are keen to find out more about our heritage, our history, feel free to come down and support all these hawkers behind me. And they sell very affordable food and very good served up food. So right now I already finished my morning run or morning walk for Tanglin Hock. I hope you enjoy it. Currently, I'm at the hawker center, and this is one of my favorite lor mee. Very nice, 4.50. You know, got meat, got fish, got egg. Have to put some chili as well as some vinegar. And I'm having this teh tarik from one of the Malay store. Very nice. So here, if you miss the nostalgic part of Singapore, I would say that this is one of the few places that is still available in Singapore that you can just come in, have a meal here, you know, tour around this estate, or maybe go for the morning walk like me. So here, let me enjoy my food. Wow, you see, on a Monday morning, 4.50, 4.5, bei pai le, wo ka le gong. Mai hiam la, mai hiam bei pai la, let me try, let me try. In fact, this is not my first time trying here, trying this store. Very hot, 很好吃, 而且, 够味, 入味, 所以这个是一个新加坡的一个传统食物吧，就是这样。欢迎你们收看我的视频，再见。So right now I'm towards the last leg of my tour of Tan Leng Hock. I hope you seriously enjoy it. And by the way, today not very handsome. I just cut my hair. So nevertheless, but I think that my video is always like that. Authentic content, content that resonates with people, and content on the ground. I think that is more important than how I look or how I talk. So towards the last stretch, you can see there are some of the low-rise blocks here. And you can take a look at the some HDB plans. Desmond Lee last year has mentioned about BTO flats here, and they are going to conserve a big part of the older SIT or STI flats in this area. Okay, let me share with you one of the typical units here. Okay, right now, let us go up. Okay, so these are currently being rented out to eligible couples, you know. Wow, very old school, you see. Oh, so this is the second floor and third floor. Oh, so this is the highest floor. Oh, it give you a very you know, you have trees here, it give you a very kind of old school vibes, you know, going back to the 1960s or even 1970s. Oh, so it's like some of the older condominium we can see in Singapore. So so once this place, once HDB touch up, it'll be different. And there's a lot of big, gigantic trees. I think these are rain trees. So I would say the government has really put in a lot of effort to encourage Singaporeans to have babies. But having said that, if Singaporeans choose not to because of personal preference or because of money issues, I would say that you have to manage it yourself. You know, these are the laundry racks, you know, very practical, you see. I also love to sum my clothing like this manner. So coming back to babies, I would say that, my feel is our fertility rate will continue to go down because the social norms has changed significantly. And young Singaporeans are choosing not to have children. That's why we have to import, no choice, bo pian. My personal take, being a father of two, I started off with a three-room flat. I started off with no money. But my take is very simple. I told my wife this. I can choose to stay in a three-room flat, HDB flat, all my life. But I want to have children. I want to have two. This is non-negotiable to me. Whether got money, no money, I would say that as long as you stay in a humble HDB flats, you don't need to worry too much, especially in the three-room flat. Government give you a lot of subsidies. I am one of the very real beneficiary of government funding, SNCC rebates, you know. Back then, don't even have GST rebates, but I receive a lot of funding from the government, pay very low taxes, so that's a plus point. So having said that, coming back to families, whether they want to have children or not, it's a personal choice. They have to make this choice. But I have no regrets having children. And whether got money, no money or not, it's never been my consideration. Because I always believe that there is this saying, 船到桥头自然直. Once you have children, you'll find your way there. That's why, to a certain extent, I need to thank Malaysia government. Because I buy most of my susu from Malaysia since day one, really. That is the hard truth. Because back then, a tin of, I think Gain, if I'm not wrong, Similac, cost you like $100 sing. How to afford? So most of my baby milk, I buy from Malaysia. So as well as my children pampers and so on. So that's about it. Block 68. And I end off with my video right here. Thank you for watching.